This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly meeting postponed till 21st of September. Government of Nepal conducting national population census from today. And South Korea says North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into East Sea. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the National Assembly has been postponed today by passing a condolence motion. Today's meeting has passed a morning resolution for the death of the first member of the Constituent Assembly, Man Bahadur Mohato. The meeting has been postponed till 21st of September. The Government of Nepal Central Bureau of Statistics is resuming National Population Census 2078 from today. The meeting of Council of Ministers held on 5th of September had decided to reconduct the programs of National Population Census from September to November-December were postponed earlier. The Central Bureau of Statistics of Nepal Government has been conducting National Population Census from 1968 Vikram Sambat in the interval of every 10 years. This is the 12th edition of the National Population Census. The examinations of grade 12 are being conducted from today. According to National Examination Board, NEB, the exams had started from today and will continue till 24th of September. The board has said that the examinations are being held following the health protocol to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Krishna Bahadur, heir of Krishnapur Municipality 5 of Kanchanpur, died after an ambulance knocked him today. The Mahendranagar-bound ambulance from Atariya of Kailali had knocked Krishna near Guleria of Krishnapur Municipality along with the East-West Highway. DSP of District Police Office Kanchanpur, Siddharaj Nyopane, said critically injured Krishna died while undergoing treatment at Dhangari-based Sethi Provincial Hospital. Locals had obstructed the Guleria road section along the East-West Highway since early this morning, demanding compensation. Now the obstructed road has come to operation. The Mughli Naubise road, which was blocked due to landslide, has been opened for traffic. The area police office Mughli said the road was obstructed since 2 a.m. today due to the deposition of landslide debris on the road. Now the debris is removed and two-way traffic allowed through it. The landslide occurred near Nagdikhola, Ichchakamana Rural Municipality 5 of Chitwan District. The risk of scrub typhus has increased in recent days in the Baitari district. The risk of the disease has increased after scrub typhus infection was found in people coming to hospital and health facilities seeking treatment. Hospital's information officer Harish Panta said scrub typhus has been detected in some patients coming to the district hospital as well. According to him, scrub typhus infection has been found in 22 persons since the start of the monsoon season from mid-July till date. Chief of the district hospital, Dr. Basantara Joshi, said that among the 100 patients coming to the hospital daily, 50 are found suffering from viral fever. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather would remain generally cloudy throughout the country with light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning in most of the parts today. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is a possibility of rain with thunder and lightning due to influence of low pressure system near Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh region of India. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti said that light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning has been predicted at most of the places of the country for 3 days. Its sky across the nation has now remained generally to fully cloudy, and some places of province too, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, have been witnessing light rainfall. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is a possibility of a light to moderate rainfall at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpasam provinces and few places of other provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military has confirmed. Japan also reported an object was fired and that it may have been a ballistic missile. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has called the launch outrageous, saying it threatened peace and security in the region. It is the second weapons test North Korea has carried out this week, with the first being a cruise missile. Ballistic missile tests contravene UN resolutions designed to curb the North nuclear activities. Senior Taliban officials say a major row broke out between leaders of the Taliban over the makeup of the group's new government in Afghanistan. The argument between the group's co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar and a cabinet member happened at the presidential palace, they said. There have been unconfirmed reports of disagreements within the Taliban's leadership since Baradar disappeared from public view in recent days. The Taliban seized control of Afghanistan last month and have since declared the country an Islamic Emirate. U.S. media report says California Governor Gavin Newsom appears to have survived a rare statewide vote to remove him with a clear majority. Republicans lost the election over his handling of the pandemic. The Democrat, currently in the third year of his four-year term, had faced a field of 46 candidates and was expected to win by a large margin. Both U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned with Newsom ahead of the contest. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly meeting postponed till 21st of September. Government of Nepal conducting national population census from today. And South Korea says North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into East Sea. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.